Tosfos asks the same question as the Rush. Right. But the Rush said that what? The Rush said that that there's kvias, right? That they're sitting down for a suda. So there's something for them to be, so they can be mitzvah. They can be mitzvah because there's kvias. But after the meal is over, the kvias is gone. So, in other words, it requires a certain situation. He says the betchila sasuda kishen mesubin the kavu and yachad daitam letzdarif. Hilchach kol echad yotzi b'birkas chaver. Or besof asuda bottle hakeva v'nechlokin zemize. So what's he saying? He's saying at the beginning of the suda, they were all kavua for the suda, and they have das to be mitzdarif, right? But afterwards, the whole situation of the kvias is gone, so they're not capable of being mitzdarif anymore. That's what you're saying. But what does Tosfos seem to say? Tosfos sound a little different, we said. Now what? Tosfos says, Dishani brocha del chatchila, shekol echad marviach osa brocha, shayidei kain mutarin lecho v'lehonos. Everyone is benefited from that brocha, because through it, they are able to eat and enjoy. Lefikach mitzdarfen lo. Avo besof shekvar ochlu lo mitzdarfen. Yeah, so what does that mean? What does that mean?
You're really gonna miss it.
Yeah. Tishani brocha del chatchila shekol echad marviach ba'osa brocha. Funny expression, but everyone is expanded. Everybody is improved. Huh?
Profits, right?
Profits. Everybody profits from that brocha. Shayidei kain mutarin lecho v'lehonos. Because through the brocha, they're allowed to eat and enjoy. That's where they can be mitzdarif to it. Because apparently there's no harvacha, there's no revach. Yeah. So what is Tosfos saying? Tosfos seems to be saying it's a different kind of a bracha, right? I mean, the rush seems to be saying it's a question of the situation. One is a situation with this kvias, and one is a situation with no kvias. There's kvias by a bracha rishona, but there's no kvias. The kvias is gone by the time you get to bracha achrona.
You say, right, according to the Rush, like intrinsically, the whole idea of saying that there's a tzirif, it has to be like mitzarif in something. So, like, you can be mitzarif in the activity. I mean, tzirif isn't something that exists naturally. It has to be, you know, an activity that you're jointly involved in. The achila is done, like, kvias isn't just like a reality in itself. It's only through, so once you're done with the achila, like there's just no tzirif. But according to Tosfos, it's not that per se you can't have tzirif again. It's just it won't happen because there's no.
Well, I think you're saying the same thing. I know it's that the Rush seems to learn that. The Rush seems to be emphasizing that the thing that the bracha is going on is an entity of kvias. Now, as the bracha is going on, the sitting down, the eating, right, and they're all kavua for the activity of the bracha is going on, right? So, if there's a kvias on the activity that the bracha is going on, then they can all be mitzdarif to that bracha. Right, but the bracha achrona There's no kvias associated with that bracha. That's once the kvias is over. So, in other words, you're not really mitzaref for the bracha, right? If you are mitzaref for something, and there's a bracha that's on that thing, then you can have a bracha achas kulam, right? Whereas Tosfos seems to be saying that there are certain types of brachos that allow it tziruf. You hear the chiluk I'm trying to make? Kisan? That he's saying, Tosa seems to be saying that there are different types of brachos. And some brachos have a quality that allow for tziruf. We'll have to see if we can define it a little more clearly. But he seems to be saying it's a certain type of a bracha that's marviach everybody, that everybody's marviach from, is the type of bracha that you can have a tziruf on. But a bracha that is just everybody's independent, that they're not marviach from. And what does he call marviach? He says they're marviach because it's a matir for everyone to eat. But other brachos, he's saying, there's no tziruf on. Whereas the Rush seems to be learning, it's not a question of the type of bracha. It's not the question of the type of bracha, but it depends on the situation that the bracha is in. If the bracha is on a situation of kvias, which is the meal or the eating, then you can have a tziruf. But if it's on something that there's no kvias on, like a bracha achrona, there's no kvias for that. The kvias is over. Now the Rosh seems to be saying since it's on eating, and eating is an activity that you sit down and you do together, so therefore you're kavua for that activity of eating, and memela you're going to be together for that bracha, right? It doesn't have to do with the type of bracha. It's not a question because this is a bracha that's matir achila. Whereas Tosus seems to be learning that there are different types of brachos. Some allow for a tziruf and some don't. What's the rule? When everyone is marviach from the bracha. And what does a marviach mean? That it's a matir to eat and to be a nene. But what? It's hard to understand that exactly.
You have that with every bracha, don't you?
No, like if bracha achrona, you don't have that.
I'm saying another bracha rishona. Don't you have that with every bracha that you?
Every birkas anenin. Every birkas anenin.
Not on bracha on mitzvah, because you.
Right.
You can do it.
Right.
Everyone agrees you could be yotzei birkas mitzvah with one guy, right? That's
not if there are two people eating.
Oh, this is a case of just two people.
Yeah, but it's really talking more about all the other bracha achronos. Al Geffens and Al Nichyas, those things.
What's the difference in type between the first bracha and the second bracha? Or the
according to Tosfos, he's saying that the first bracha is a bracha that everybody's marviach in. Everybody benefits from. Everybody gains from. How do you gain? Because now you can eat. So I gained from it. And we all gain from it.
Why should I mean,
it's still not clear. He says, Lefikach mitzdarfen. Lefikach mitzdarfen lo. But the bracha achrona, Shekvar ochlu, says no more heter. There's no more heter achila. So therefore, he says, lo mitzdarfen. But what's the idea of making it totally on everyone's marviach?
That doesn't seem like a real distinction. If we're saying Marviach is that now you have a heter achila, So definitively, we'll be fine. After we ate, we're not going to need a heter achila anymore. So that bracha is not going to have a heter achila.
Right.
So that's the thing which... that's the thing which... Why doesn't he just say, you know... It seems like he's... If that's what he means, it seems like he's going roundabout what he means.
What's what he means?
If you're saying that marviach, that he's
he
only...
He says the marviach... He says clearly what he means by marviach. But why should that be the thing that for bracha rishona?
That's bracha rishona. But then, okay, obviously by bracha achrona, it's not going to be a case where you need right.
Marviach. That's right. There's no. You can't say kol echad marviach, but also bracha on the bracha achrona. That's why for bracha achrona there's no tziruf.
The essential thing is marviach. It's marviach because there's the heter achila, right? The essential thing is not that this bracha is a heter achila and afterwards it's not. It's because this is a heter achila, therefore you're marviach, and there's tziruf.
I'm not feeling so great today, but let me hear that one more time.
His essential distinction is not that whereas by bracha rishona there's heter achila and the bracha achrona is not a heter for achila. Heter achila makes it so this bracha is one that there's marviach.
What does that mean?
There's a tziruf.
Okay.
That's because you're getting confused by that.
So what is it that they're all marviach?
Can you just clarify one thing also? I mean, like on Friday we were saying how we explained that Echon Baruch Lekulam is that there's one joint activity of Achila, and therefore you can say that there's only one Chiyuv Bracha, right? Now is Tosfos...
That's not what they're doing.
He's completely...
This is a different... This is... You got it? Yeah.
Yeah. Can you just clarify?
Unfortunately, that's part of the confusion of this sugya. I mean, that's really you sort of have to wait till we do the next sugya for that.
Okay.
I know it's part of the problem.
Okay. So then what type of like I'm just having a hard time dividing the two types of things. Like this has nothing to do with because like the kind of the way the Rush is learning it, it seems to be. You know, this issue that the Tosfos was dealing with ties into that. You know.
I mean, you're right. In a sense, we are a little premature on this. Because did you do the next week with the Ayin?
Not yet.
You're right. It's a difficult sugya because you're right. You're right. Probably should have. This is different than the idea of Pas. It would seem so. I mean, we'll have to see. It's a machlokas because that's the next sugya after this. This halacha, does it apply only to pas? Does it apply to yayin? Does it apply to everything? I mean, at this point, we're assuming it does apply to everything.
Right.
We're assuming it does apply to everything. Because of the Gemara earlier, with Bar Kapara and the two ill-fated Talmidim. But that itself is a whole question. How do these sugyas relate to each other?
Right.
But it has to do with the yayin. But I'm just trying to take it in more of a general sense. Yeah.
Try Go ahead. Small step.
Go ahead.
Again, the question seems to be blatant that he seems to say everybody can join in the activity at the beginning because it's a matir to engage in food. Well, at the end, they're also all waiting to be chayiv and be part of the chiyuv. So it would seem to be the same thing. But I guess you'd have to say there's a difference between an activity and and the standard of activity doesn't apply to bracha. Bracha is not considered. Brichat HaMazon is not considered the
well,
same activity.
That's part of the the premise of here, that just the bracha alone is not enough of a mitzaref.
Right. So then, in the beginning, they're all waiting to engage
just
in activity.
Just the fact that you chayv in a bracha is not enough of a mitzaref. So maybe that's the question. Why isn't it enough? We're all chayiv in a bracha. Why can't we all just make one bracha? Why can't we make one bracha for everybody? And what is marviach? How does marviach solve that problem? I mean, if you want to put it, you know, approach it from a different angle, sometimes that's helpful. So what are you lacking when you have... So I have to make a bracha chorona, you have to make a bracha chorona. So what are we missing over here? What are we missing that's preventing us from making one bracha of everybody? And how is marviach? How is the fact that the bracha rishon you're marviach on? How does that supply what you're missing? Yeah, you still wanted to say, Ben?
Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
Well, you were in the middle.
I was going to say, I mean, based on that too, though,
yeah,
that again, to create a tier of everybody mutually engages in some sort of activity,
good.
And that then allows you to have a tziruf that enables one person to be mevarach for kulam, right? So just the, I mean, logically, just the chiyuv bracha is not a tziruf in and of itself. It needs something that creates that. Basically, the tziruf needs to exist naturally in some sense, and then the bracha can utilize that tziruf, and then one person can be mevarach for kulam. But at the end of a suda, the only thing that's being mitzarif them at that point is a mutual chiyuv. And that's not an activity. There's no.
But he's not. But
that's
like that's more like the rush. That the activity is eating, and the eating they're going to do together, and therefore the thing that's part of the eating is
yes, that's true.
Is a kvius, yeah.
I was thinking. I mean, it's true that all of a bracha, but the bracha has to be accomplishing the same thing. If you're having one person do something for you, it can't be that he's doing it like if he's making a bracha and his bracha is a matir, but your bracha is. Shevach, and the other guy's bracha is a hodah. I mean,
okay, so we'll all have to say an al-mikhi now.
Right. So I'll say an al-mikhi, but each al-mikhi for an al-mikhi is a personal shevach on a state that you have. Like on your sviya from the thing. So it's a personal idea. So he can't give a shevach on your state. He doesn't have a relationship to your state.
Doesn't this also come back to a personal for you? Like, well, I mean, you want to be nana, and you have... now you're Baruch
Hashem Shabbat. Here, the Baruch Rishon is a matir for everyone, for people to eat. It's accomplishing the same thing. Whereas Baruch Achrona is a Shabbat on a personal state. A person can't give a Shabbat on someone else's state. It's just not, they have no relationship to the other state. But everyone being Yosei of a matir, I mean, that's just. The Baruch Rishon is accomplishing the same thing. Everyone.
So you're saying when he says everyone is Marviach, right?
Yeah.
So what does he mean? He means the same amount.
Yeah.
He means it has an equal effect for everybody.
I mean, what's funny about that, though, maybe it's not a good question, but, like, you don't seem to need to say that it's a matir, or, like, according to you, it's a difference in bracha corona that it's on your personal state, you know what I mean? But any bracha, bracha rishona, it's just the fact that it's a stam shavach that allows you to be...
That's, yeah.
I mean, not the fact that it's a matir, per se, you know, like... I just don't...
Correct. It could be something else, but it happens to be a matir. That's why it works. I mean, yeah. Could be something else. I don't know.
It just seems like he's making that into...
I don't know what else it would be, but...
Birkos HaMitzvah also. Is that, like...
That's a good question. Well, I mean, Birkos HaMitzvah would be comparable to Birkos HaNehanim.
Why? Because they set it up so that you can't do... You shouldn't do the mitzvah. So.
I mean, could say the same... could say the same thing. I think you're getting at something. I think you're getting at something.
Or like a bracha on lightning or something like that. I mean.
Right, that would be like bracha hana.
Uh-huh.
It would seem. Right?
Yeah.
Kol echad marviach ba'oso bracha. What's the importance of everybody being marviach? So what are you saying? What's the importance of everybody being marviach?
Is that since you're having one person be yosei, everyone, the bracha has to be towards the same like goal. I don't know what else to call it. I mean, it can't be that people need that bracha for three totally different reasons, because a person can't incorporate that into when he says the bracha. He's saying the bracha for a particular reason, to be matir achil. Now, if other people need the bracha for something completely different, it's not...
I mean, I think your idea is good, but I think we need to replace some of the... The form is good.
Yeah, can you just explain,
the
like...
I like the form, but I don't like the substance.
I still don't see, like... I mean, still, it's my... You know, we're using one bracha, but this is a matir for my achila, and that's a matir for your achila, and that's a matir for your achila, you know?
I think the essence of what Nissan is saying is that there has to be something unifying. There has to be some uniformity. There has to be the bracha has to be uniform. The bracha has to be uniform. So I'm thinking this through now too. In other words, so he's saying, by a bracha rishona, a by a bracha rishona. So how does it work? Beforehand, you can't eat, right? Beforehand, you're not allowed to eat. And when you make the bracha, you're allowed to eat, right? Now you're saying, in that sense, the bracha is identical for everybody. In other words, the problem of being mitzdarif with brachos is that there's a problem of simultaneity, right? There's a problem of simultaneity that everybody has to be unified to one instance in all aspects of the bracha, in the chiyav and in the by bracha rishona there's no chiyav per se. It's not like we're sitting there and we have an obligation. It's really measured by the effect. Right? It's an interesting kind of a bracha. Because nobody has to eat now. As we've said before. So when the bracha is made, it's almost like the bracha, like the chiyav and the kiyam come into existence at once. And now there's a tziruf on every. Now everybody is identically situated in terms of this bracha. But bracha achron is not the same.
Right, it's just a bunch of individual chiyuv.
I might have finished a minute earlier. You might have finished a minute later. You might not. No, it's the bracha achron is different. There's no one point where you can say everybody. It's just a matter of choice. We all may choose to say the bracha achrona right now. But there's nothing in the bracha that is going to be manifest, that there's nothing in the bracha that's a mitzdarif. Bracha rishona is, because it's a matir. So everybody was usher, and now I can say we all are joining in that matir simultaneously. There's a halachic phenomenon that we can all be under simultaneously. That is the content of this bracha. But that's not the same thing with bracha chrona.
What about
we all have a chiyah.
Everyone's kind of.
But why? But what's the right now? What's the right now in the bracha?
Everyone could coincide, but that's not going to be.
Everyone can coincide. What I'm trying to say is that there's nothing in the bracha that's a mitzdarev. In the content of the bracha, there's not a mitzdarev. Because there's a heter achila, and everybody gets hit with that heter achila simultaneously, it's almost like the chiyuv is the heter achila. The chiyuv of the bracha, what's the real chiyuv of the bracha? The chiyuv of the bracha is the heter achila. Right? Why do you have to make this bracha? Because you want the heter achila. Correct? So that heter achila comes about at the same time for everybody. So now it's like this whole bracha, that same heter achila, everybody is joined in simultaneously. So it's like this bracha was now lemafreya, you can say this bracha was equally associated, equally on everybody. I'm grasping a little bit over here. But you're trying to say, your question is a good question. But by the bracha achrona, that's the question of either. By the bracha achrona, what I mean by simultaneity is that it's not just practically can everybody say the bracha at once. Of course, if one person says the bracha of everybody, then it's like everybody saying it at once. Right? But I mean to say that in the chiyuv and in the chiyuv of the bracha there's no simultaneity. In the chiyuv of this bracha, everybody is individual. Everybody's and if they happen to come together, that's accidental. But on the Birkas HaNenin, we all couldn't eat, And now we can have an instance where everybody's heter achila comes together at once.
Is that also as an accidental because we happen to choose eat together?
No, it's because the bracha.
In the bracha,
it's because the bracha is the matya. We all have the same heter achila because the bracha is the matya. You understand? That's what I'm trying to say here. The bracha is what's matir everybody to eat. Right? It's not like the bracha achrona. The bracha achrona is when you're satisfied with what you've eaten, now you're chayav in the bracha achrona. Right? Those Tosis wants to make it in the bracha that there's a tziruf. There has to be a tziruf in the very bracha. You understand what I'm trying to say? Not in the saying of the bracha, but in the bracha itself. The Rosh is saying in the saying of the bracha, that's to be a tziruf. So as long as we all come to say the bracha for the same reason, because we're all kavua to eat, so then there's a tziruf in the saying of the bracha. The Tosos seems to be looking for a tziruf in the bracha itself. In the chi of bracha, in the whole tzura of the bracha. Now, only a birkas hanenin you can do this. Only a bracha lechatchila has this ability to be mitzarev, by definition. Because it is the causative agent of the heter achila. Right? It has a cause. It has an effect. That it has an effect that everybody can be together on.
And why not the bracha achrona?
But that effect is in a sense the chiyuv of the bracha too. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
I'm trying to reverse it a little bit. I'm saying that why do you need a bracha rishona? Because you want a heter achila. Now that heter achila that everybody wanted, right? Which was mechayev everybody to say this bracha, right? That heter achila is something that can be a simultaneous heter achila to everybody, right? So then it comes out like there was a unification in this bracha, because this whole bracha is to cause a heter achila. That's the whole purpose of the bracha. That's the whole chiyuv of the bracha. Asli hanos milam zeh below bracha, right? So when you want to be a nana, you have to make a bracha first, right? So that being a nana is the cause of the bracha, and that he's saying, since it's a lechatchila, you can have that. You can say everybody is able to partake of that bracha exactly the same way. Because there was one instance that the heter achila comes about for everybody. And that heter achila is really the cause of this bracha. You understand? So the whole tzura of this bracha is really... It really is chal on everybody. This whole bracha is like it exists for everybody together at once. You're not chayiv in the bracha because you're thinking about eating. But by the bracha achrona, everybody becomes chayiv on their own. In other words, the chiyuv in the bracha achrona is chal individually.
That's pretty much the sphere.
As per each person's sviya, right? Or they're just their das. Whenever they're finished. So the bracha, you can't say that there's something in the bracha. There's no the chiv of the bracha achrona is not subject to a group phenomenon.
But everyone becomes chayav in bracha rishon also, individually. Each guy wants to be in it.
But you can... No, but they all say... We're going to have one heter achila. We're going to have one instance. We're all going to be together to the same exact point where we can't eat, and then we're going to all be together at the same exact point when we can't eat. that heter achila is the cause of this bracha, and that we can all be mitzdarvin.
So why can't they all be together at the exact point where they're going to stop eating? And as soon as they stop eating, then they're chayav in bracha chana.
No, but not as a group. But it's still not as a group. It's still not as a group.
When we have a group of people eating sudas apas, right? When someone says rabosan avarech, can the other people eat or just it's an isra?
That's a separate thing. That you're not allowed to eat. That the suda is over.
Right, but this seems like there's a group.
But that's also by birkas hamazon. That's different. That's by birkas hamazon. I don't think if you're eating peiros, one guy can. There is no havlam v'nevarach. That's because that's the start of the bracha achrona. That's a separate question. That will.
I'm not even saying havlam. I mean, when you come to eat and two guys come to eat together, they say, "Let's eat now." Like now they need a hetrofiel.
Let me put it this way. The reality of this bracha comes into existence for everybody at the same time, whereas the reality of the bracha achrona doesn't. The reality of this bracha, meaning to say, its heter achila, is a simultaneous event. But the reality of the bracha achrona, meaning to say, when it becomes something that I can say, meaning to say, when I'm chayev in this bracha, doesn't come about. It might accidentally come about at the same time. If there's such a thing as simultaneity, but there's nothing in the bracha that's going to be mitzdarif. That would just be my sphere happens to coincide with your sphere. Well, yeah.
When it comes to bracha rishona, you're looking at the simultaneity in terms of the effect of the bracha. That's exactly what I'm trying to say.
The effect of the bracha is exactly the cause of the bracha.
So why by bracha achrona? That you say the effect is that you're yotzei your chiyuv bracha achrona, and that all comes.
But that's not the cause of the bracha. That's not the cause of the bracha. The cause of the bracha is not to be yotzei the bracha. The cause of the bracha is that you ate and you had enough to eat. Now that's not something that we can all. That's not something that we can join in. Sounds crazy, right?
Why can't you join in stopping?
Well, but it would, like you're saying, it would just be a joining in terms of saying the bracha. In terms of saying the bracha, it would be a joining.
There's no point in time we're all connected to each other.
That's right, but in terms of the bracha itself.
If we're saying, let's start eating now, why can't we say, let's stop eating now?
Because let's start eating now is meaningless. That's meaningless. If you make a bracha, that's something. In other words, let's start eating now is meaningless. That's not what's mitzvah for everybody. That's what the rush holds. Let's start eating now, because that's an activity that we can all join. But according to the Tosfos, what he's saying is, the reality of the heter achila, which is the whole idea of this bracha, right? The reality of this heter achila, which is the whole idea of this bracha, is something that will. It's a straight line that everybody will line up on. There's a point in time, there's a halachic point in time that everybody is joined together on within the very idea of the bracha. This very bracha, the very bracha itself is a great equalizer here. Because now for everybody you can say one reality is true. Nobody could eat and then they all could eat. Okay? And that is the very idea of the bracha. The very idea of this bracha is it's a transformation from the Isra Achila to the Heter Achila. And that's something that everybody can become equalized through. And that means the bracha itself is capable of receiving the group. The very idea of the bracha. But the chiyuv of the bracha achrona is different. The bracha achrona, there's nothing in the bracha achrona That's mitzvah for everybody. There's nothing in the bracha achrona.
Right, you can't say being yotzei at all at the same time. That's not an idea in the bracha itself.
That's
right?
Not an idea in the bracha. Right. And then you're going to say, what? Well, I finished eating, but that's not the bracha either. Right. It has to be something in the bracha. Even if we all could fix our stomachs to synchronize and be full at the same time, that's still not in the bracha. That's in the chiyuv of the bracha. But that's not in the phenomenon of the bracha. The phenomenon of the bracha rishona has something that can equalize everybody. I can say a reality for everybody, and I can say one reality, and it'll be true for everybody, no matter who. That with regards to this bracha, there was an israchila, the bracha was said, and there was heterachila. That is an indistinguishable reality for every member of this group. So that means that the bracha itself is a phenomenon that can be expressed over the whole group. The very bracha itself.
Why didn't look at this synchronous?
Because that's just the. I mean, it's a good question. If they could really synchronize their stomachs, it's still not the bracha. That's before the bracha. That's saying that they all had a certain phenomenon that they became chayev in a bracha at the same time. But I don't know if that's the bracha.
So it is something like
it's not subject to this idea. It's just a personal chiyuv.
It's
not a chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv that has an effect on a group. The bracha rishona has an effect on a group because there was an israchila and now there's a heterachila, and that heterachila can be for everybody.
Is this beer katan mazon different?
Beer katan mazon is a totally different thing. Yeah.
I think I distinguish between the bracha rishona and the bracha achrona according to Tosfos. Right. But just in terms of his description of the bracha rishona, it feels a little circular, just because what creates the simultaneity is the fact that you can be mitzaref with one another, right?
No.
Because the bracha itself is what creates
the
simultaneity.
The bracha. You're right. I mean, the way he's saying it.
The way he's saying.
But that's what I'm trying to explain. That there's something in this bracha that's a reality, that creates a reality, it's only because it's capable of creating a reality for more than just you, that allows it to be, there to be a...
It does reflect a phenomenon in reality, namely that the whole group of people together can go from
Isser
to Heter...
Right, which
and in
the is
same,
the bracha, which
right,
is
which
the
is
idea
the bracha.
Of the bracha, okay. Which is the whole institution of this bracha. So, right?
Yeah, the rush holds that there's a tzirut when everyone sits down together.
The rush holds doesn't have to be within the idea of the bracha. It just has to be that they are engaged in the same activity that the bracha is for.
So then the question is, where does the tzirut lie? Is whether it's in the bracha?
The achila yolt. You know, the fact that they're all getting together to eat is a kvias. And once they're kavua for the same activity, then the bracha will be good. Whereas Tos says there has to be a tzirif in the very bracha. The bracha has to be exactly, has to be identical. It has to be that the bracha is identical for everybody. Right, so that's what we're saying. That's what he holds is in general, the problem is, So just to finish up the question we set up, so you could say that the problem in general of echad, of one person making a bracha for everybody, is that in terms of the bracha, everybody is an individual. Right? In terms of the structure of the bracha, everybody is always an individual, and just individuals doing something at once doesn't change the character of the thing. But bracha rishona, they can all be mitzarev in the very effect of this bracha. Within the very idea of this bracha, they can all be joined. So it's not just individuals. Rindy, you don't seem happy.
So you wouldn't be able to have one person make
a bracha achrona? That's right. I mean, it's a question of Shemei Kaona would seem to be good too, but that's a separate mechanism. That's not the mechanism we're dealing with here, yeah.
Aren't they also all mitzvahed in terms of the effect of bracha achrona? Like, I don't see why what the bracha rishona reflects ideas of zero.
Because what I'm trying to say is, if you talk about bracha achrona, You must. Let me take one more second. Just give me one more second. Yeah, in other words, you see, Nissan, that's what I'm saying. I think you were going in this direction. In other words, in terms of the bracha achrona, you can't describe the phenomenon in the terms of a group. You can't describe the phenomenon of the bracha in terms of a group. All you can say is. Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov all were full at the same time, right? And they all were chayev in a bracha at the same time, and they made one bracha. Okay?
They discharged their chiyuv simultaneously.
That's all you can say. Whereas in the bracha Rishona, that's not true at all. There's no point in time where Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were ever chayev in a bracha. And they didn't discharge their bracha at the same time. It's a completely different phenomenon. You understand what I'm saying? It's the phenomenon of saying that there was a heter achila that occurred for everybody simultaneously. See, the point is, since it's not based on a prior chiyuv, That's the whole idea of the L'chadchila. Once it's based on a prior chiyuv, then everybody's an individual automatically. Because chiyuvim are chal. Where are they chal? Not chal on the group. They're chal individually. Now it's just a question of how do you discharge your obligation. So that's what he's saying. There's no tziruf in brachos just in discharging an obligation. Because everybody's bracha is really different. Because they come from a different chiyuv. Your chiyuv bracha comes from you. His chiyuv bracha comes from him. Where is the connection between those brachos? Right? Where's the connection? That's what you were trying to say, Nissan. Where's the connection between those brachos? Right? Where's the connection between those brachos? And it could be two people weren't even eating together. Just happened to be different ends of the room, and they were full at the same time. Where's the connection between those brachos? There's nothing to do. So you can't talk in terms of the bracha. You can't talk from the standpoint of the bracha in a unified sense, because it's not like one chi of bracha was chal on two people at once. There's nothing in the bracha that encompasses the two people, other than their desire to discharge the chiyuv. But that's not a din in the bracha. There's no tziruf in the bracha itself. Right? But he's saying, in terms of the bracha Rishona, you can say that. Because you can say that, you could say this phenomenon is true. That this group could not eat, and then one event occurred and everybody was able to eat. It's subject to the group. It's subject to a group phenomenon. The very idea of this bracha, since it has an effect, since it's essentially an effect, it's not essentially a chiyuv. Now, if the saying of the bracha is essentially to discharge a chiyuv, then the chiyuvim arise individually, except maybe Birkas HaMazon. It's a chiyuv on the group. But all the other bracha achronas, the chiyuvim arise individually, right? So from the standpoint of the bracha, my chiyuv bracha is different than your chiyuv bracha. And you don't have to get so philosophical. Now it's just a question. I want to discharge two chiyuvim at the same time. Well, that he holds you can't do. Has to be that the bracha itself is mitzarif everybody. That there's a tzirif in the very bracha. So a bracha Rishona, you can do that, because bracha Rishona is basically an effect. That's really what a bracha Rishona is. It's not discharging a chiyuv. It's an effect. And an effect can be chal on everybody at once. That same matir of the bracha can apply to everybody at once. It's not, but it never, there never was a chiyuv to begin with. So there was nothing that's saying, well, yeah, but your heter achila is coming from your prior chiyuv, and his heter achila is coming from him. No, there was no prior chiyuv. So now I can say, in terms of this group, there was an Isser Achila, and then, simultaneously, a Heter Achila. And that's the bracha. That's the whole story of the bracha. Every bracha has a story. And if you can tell the story in terms of the group, then that's the type of bracha that can be said of a group. Some brachos are individualists, and some brachos are pluralists. Communists. We don't like that word. Right?
Socialists.
Licht, you don't like when I anthropomorphize.
Socialist.
When I animate.
No,
I
just,
the what?
Socialist is more the rush.
I think that's what he means. That everybody is Arbiach. He means to say that is the bracha. What is the bracha? The bracha is Revach. And Revach it doesn't have a prior history. It's pure profit. What does it mean, it's pure profit? Why does he use the term Revach? He means there's no chiyuv to discharge. That's exactly what he means. It's not paying off. When you pay back a debt, that's not called Revach. Right? Revach? Revach, I mean, it comes from breadth. But in Mominus, it does mean to profit. I didn't want to use that word exactly, but to be marviach means to make a profit. But that's the point. I think that's his point. That it's not a chov. It's not a chov. Brach achron is a chov. And the chiyuvim are individual. But revach? Right? Well, the Sfarim like that word. Right? Revach. Right.
It's big.
From the Megillah, right? Yeah. I think that's his idea. It's a type of bracha. By the way, I asked Yossi Ezos about the grape juice.
Yeah.
He had no idea what... what I was talking about.
Might go back.
All right.
And then you can talk to him. So he'll know.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay. I think that's good. All right. Okay. So do this one, and then take a look at the next thing in the.
The eye.